Reading from Radhara Sudha Nidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati, we're discussing about the Vadana Chandra Mahima, the glories of Radharani's moon-like face. And yesterday we heard about how it's impossible to compare her face to anything of this world, although the poets and devotees try to give some reference point by comparing her face to lotus flowers or millions of moons. And today, in this verse 161, he's explaining, again, trying to give us further appreciation and perception and understanding of Radharani's transcendental beautiful face by saying that her face is the sweetness. This is something about the sweetness of her golden lotus face. Edikanakka sorojam koti tracham shupurnam navanavamakaranda Yandi Sundarya Dhamma Bhavati Lasita Chanchati Kanjana Dwandam Asyam Tarapi Madura Hasyam Datta Dasyam Natasyaha Madura Hasyam Datta Dasyam Natasya Sundarya Dham Navanava Makaranda Yandi Sundarya Dham. Even if 10 million full moonbeams, Chandra Amshu, Purnam, even if 10 million full moonbeams and ever fresh honey, this is Navanava Makaranda. Makaranda means royal jelly, actually. It means honey mixed with pollen. Even if 10 million full moonbeams and ever fresh honey would trickle or pour out from a golden lotus flower, then, even then, this Sri Radha's sweet smiling face with its, it says here, frisky dancing wagtail bird-like eyes, means her restless eyes, chanchal, which is the abode of all beauty, could not even make it her servant. So, that's the translation. I'm sure there's many ways to translate this verse from Sanskrit. But, of course, we could read also, one godbrother, he also translated this verse. Let's see what he says. He always has a very poetic statement. If you take a golden lotus flower, and then full a golden lotus flower full of radiant moonbeams, the flowing source of newer and newer honey juice, the very abode and treasure house of beauty, then you add a pair of frisky wagtail birds for eyes, then still, that would never form a befitting comparison for Radha's face radiant with gentle sweet smiles. So that's also nice, maybe more logical presentation. In other words, you mix all these different things together. These are poetic ways of describing the features of Radharani's face, because the face has a radiance, the face has color and radiance, and the face has, of course, emotion and bhav, which we read in some verses. This is all about the radiance of the face, the radiance. When we talk about moonbeams, says Koti Chandram Shupurnam. Koti means millions. This is about the radiance, the effulgence, the tej of Radharani's face. Millions of moonbeams. It's nothing. Can't compare. Then, okay, it's radiant. It's attractive. Radiance itself is attractive. Young people have a radiance. When they become old, then there's no more tej. There's no more radiance in the face. This is Maya's arrangement, I suppose. You're radiant and attractive when you're young, then that's sufficient to find a man and woman, get married. And then once you're tied up together and secure in that line, then everything diminishes. Everything falls apart, falls down, sags down, falls down, hangs down. And then the radiance diminishes, and it's just on and on to doomsday. But not so in a spiritual world. So this radiance of Radharani is always shining, ever shining, and in the sadhakas who surrender to her service and take shelter of her feet, they can someday see that shining face in their mind's eye, and they're sporty, that beautiful. And that's just what he's seeing, of course, in his Sarupavesh, his absorption in his Siddhadeya, in his Manasi Seva and Leela Pravesh. He's entering the Leela, and he's actually, it's eyewitness news. You were there. Eyewitness news, he's right there. And Tungavidya Sakhi, and Sakhi Sarup, and seeing this beautiful face and trying to share it with us. Like a new, in the old days, they didn't have TV, so the newscaster would try to use words. It's an amazing thing. It's blowing up like this and that. And you're just listening to the radio and you're trying to understand by his language what's happening. At any rate, in his sporty of internal vision, he's trying to report back to us, well, this is what I've seen. And can you see it? Can you appreciate it? We'll try to appreciate it. It's his duty, because devotees, it is their great relish, it is their great happiness to glorify the Lord. It is their great satisfaction. And, of course, that's not their motivation for the activity. Their motivation is to please the Lord by glorifying him or her, glorifying Radha and Krishna. Whether we derive happiness or satisfaction from that activity is not the issue. It's our seva, and it's our duty, and it's our love to glorify the Lord. But nevertheless, when the Lord is glorified, he comes there and he listens. He says, Naham tishtami vaikunte. He says, Mad bhakta gayanti. He says, Tishtami mad bhakta gayanti. He says, Naham tishtami vaikunte. He says, I'm not in Vaikuntha. And Naham tishtami yoginam radyeshava. He says, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis, although they're meditating on me, trying to capture me. Where am I? Narada, O tatra tishtami mad bhakta gayanti. He says, O Narada, do you want to find me? Tishtami, I am standing, I am there, I am wherever my devotees are gayanti, mad bhakta, wherever my devotees are talking about me, or singing, gaya means singing or talking about me, I am there, that's where you'll find me. I go there, and if I go there, then Radha goes there. So Krishna is very happy, Radha is very happy to hear the glory, so Prabhananda Saraswati is trying to make them happy by using the choicest Sanskrit words with the most beautiful, perfect arrangement in Sanskrit, which we can appreciate, having no understanding or knowledge of Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. But he's presented it in the best possible way that he could do, because he's a Saraswati. He's a Saraswati Amsha. He's empowered by Saraswati, Vag Murti, or Vag Ishvara, the controller of speech, has empowered him to speak beautifully. And those that are knowers of Sanskrit and Kavi, they can really relish these verses and describe them. Kanaka sarojam koti chajam shupurnam navanava makaranda yandi sandarya dhama bhavati lasita chanchat kanjana dvandam asyam tadapi madura hasyam dattam dasyam tatasya. It's very beautiful, whatever faint appreciation we can have. So he's saying that, look at the radiance. Do you see what I'm seeing? Koti Chandram Shupurnam. Her face is so radiant. Then what about sweetness? This is another quality. What makes a face sweet? Is it youth that makes a face sweet? Is it beauty that makes a face sweet? Is it tone or have a suntan? Like people in the West. It's so funny. People in the West have white skin. So then they go out in the sun so they can get brown skin. And people in India have brown skin, and they put on stuff on their face to make their skin white. They have whiteners and lighteners. Oh, my skin's too brown. I have to put on this turmeric, this, that, or I don't know, whatever they do, sandalwood or whatever. And so no one's, everyone's trying to get something different. So what is the cause of this sweetness? Is the cause youth or physical beauty? The cause is love. The cause of the sweetness is internal, not external. The sweetness of Radharani's face is caused by the position of her heart. Her heart is dedicated, soul to, absorbed in the pleasure and happiness of Krishna, moment to moment. She is a Radhika, she's a Radhanam, she's Radhika. She worships Krishna with her breath. She worships Krishna with her fragrance. She worships Krishna with her thoughts. She worships Krishna with her speech, with her movements, with her smile, with her talk. Everything, she's worshiping Krishna. So she's the most perfect worshipper of Krishna. So her face is simply the mirror of her heart. Prabhupada once made a statement. I think he's quoting some Shastra, obviously, but he said the face is the index of the mind. Mind is, the word chitta means mind, it also means heart. chit. Chitta is translated sometimes as heart or mind. But in the spiritual realm, the mind and heart are one. There's not mind-body problem. Like in America, or not America, but in the world, in this material world, you have mind-body problems. But there's no mind-body problems, because the mind, the chitta, everything is transcendental. So Radharani's heart is full of Mahabhav. It is an ocean of Mahabhav, Mahabhav Sarupini. So this is the sweetest taste, because this is the sweetest, deepest form of love, Mahabhav. So that if the ocean, the ocean is there, then what beautifies the ocean is waves. The presence of waves, or a fish, dolphins jumping, dolphins, or you say porpoise or dolphin jumping in the waves, and then it makes it very beautiful. It intensifies the beauty of the ocean. If it's only Pacific, Pacific Ocean means placid, passive, not moving, then it's rather boring. But there's waves are tossing here and there, and big waves sometimes when there's a hurricane or tufan, then it looks very interesting. Everyone goes down to the beach. I remember I grew up by the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. And when the big storms come, hurricanes come, everyone goes down to look at the waves. And then the young people go out to ride the waves. We used to go out with our surfboards and ride these huge waves and come and break our necks. But people would watch, oh, look how exciting, the ocean's crashing, boom, and then the huge wave come and crash over the boardwalk and sometimes break the boardwalk and knock down light poles. It was quite exciting. So this is the ocean of Radharani's heart, is an ocean of Mahabhav. And in different circumstances, there's waves are crashing in her heart. And these waves, when they crash, and they manifest on her face. It's the Anubhav, the manifestation of her Bhav. And what does it do? Nava Nava Makaranda, Sondarya Dhamma. Nava Nava Makaranda, it's honey. Makaranda is very thick. Very thick honey, not Indian honey. If you get Indian honey, it's very thin, it's like water. If you get New Zealand honey, you can spread it like peanut butter. It's solid, it doesn't even pour. You open the jar, you have to take it out with a spoon. It doesn't pour, it refuses to pour. It's not that type. You have to take it out with a spoon. Even if it's hot in the summer, it won't pour. So Radharani, this is Makaranda, it's thick. Very thick, very condensed. And it's nava nava, it's fresh, new, moment to moment, ever fresh. It's because honey, you take the honey and you get a spoon and take a spoonful of it and it tastes sweet. But yeah, one time sweet, two times, but if you take 10 spoons, it's like, oh, enough. And you'll be flying by that time. But you don't get any sweetness anymore from that honey. No matter how thick it is or how rich it is or how many wild flowers or organic honey or this or whatever it is, it'll be like, tikne, no thanks. But this Makaranda of Radharani's face, the sweetness of Radharani's face is ever increasing. Nava, 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 new, 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 fresh, 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 thicker, sweeter. There's no end. And what is that? That sweetness is, it's not a face. He's saying, this, Radharani's sweetness, it's so much sweetness that it's filling up an entire area. It's becoming a dham. He's saying, Nava Nava Makaranda Yandi Sandarya Dham. Syandi. It's Yandi becomes Syandi. It's just trickling. It's trickling. It's Sandarya. That the Radharani's face, wherever it shines, wherever her face shines, wherever that nectar flows, it creates an abode of beauty. Because there's nothing more beautiful than love. And where love is being expressed, that becomes a Sondarya Dham. That becomes a beautiful place. And they write about the beautiful people. Oh, the beautiful people, the rich people, the nouveau rich or whatever. And they go here on safari, and they go here on parties, and here and there, and they enjoy. But this Radharani's face, her face alone, it creates an entire Dham. The whole of Braja Dham is called Sri Dham Vrindavan. Sri Dham Vrindavan. This is the abode of Radha. Sri Dham Vrindavan. Van means forest, Brinda means Tulsi. And Brinda means also group. Vrindavan Dham, Brindavan means the groups of group. Brinda means group. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki. So it means wherever the Gaur Bhaktas are. So Brinda means group, collection. That means this Dham, Vrindavan, there's collections of forests, there's groups of forests, there's Kadamba Kandi, and there's Ashok Van, and there's this Van. There's Shamkuti. There's all groups of vans all over this place. So it's called Vrindavan. Doesn't mean there's forests of tulsi everywhere, a bunch of tulsi plants. How can you dance in the tulsi? Tulsi, you know, there's no room to dance. So it means there's Kadamba Kandi, and there's all these Kandis, Vrindavan. So it's Vrindavan, whatever you want to say it. Now they say Vrindavan, but it's not really the way it's properly said. It should be Vrindavan. But even if Indians say Vrindavan, although that's not actually the correct pronunciation. It's not Vrindavan. They say like that. Vrindavan. Isn't it? Yeah, it's like not, the A is hardly long, it's not like it is. Now people say Vrindavan. It's like Vrindavan. Yeah, it's just a hardly, it's very small, short, long A. Vrindavan. At any rate, because you're born here, so you know. But we say Sri Dham. It's the Dham. It's the Dham of Sri. It's the abode of Sri. This is Radharani's place. Because everywhere, it's the beauty of her love is shining here. The beauty of your love is flowing here. This Makaranda, this Navanava Makaranda, this Shandi, it says it's trickling from her face, it's flowing from her face, it's flowing from her heart. Like you say, if a volcano is erupting, and you see the lava flowing down the side, you see, oh, look at that lava, it's flowing, it's coming down the side of that mountain. Where's it coming from? Oh, that lava, that volcanic lava, that stuff that flows out of an erupting volcano, it's coming from the side of the mountain. And someone will say, no, it's not coming from the side of the mountain. It's coming from the earth. What do you mean it's coming from the earth? That's this big volcanic mountain is there, and it's flowing down the side. It's coming, you see. No, you stupid. It's coming out of the earth. The earth is agitated or disturbed, and it's erupting from there, and it's made like, it's like a pimple on the earth or something, like a boil on the surface of the earth. And then it's coming out and flowing down the side of that mountain. But the source is the earth. So the source of all this prema is Radharani's heart. This Makaranda, this flowing, this ever-fresh Makaranda, and her Mahabhava of her heart, it's overflowing in all directions. All the rivers, the Yamuna, all these rivers, they're blue because this is Radharani's prem. This is her Mahabhava. Her love is flowing everywhere, all over Braj. So this is why this place is known as Saundarya Dham. Her heart is Saundarya Dham, her face is Saundarya Dham, and this Sri Dham Vrindavan is Saundarya Dham. This is a beautiful place. Because the word Sri also means beautiful. Saundarya means beautiful. Saundarya means beautiful, but Sri also means beautiful. It means beautiful, auspicious, effulgent. All these things. Opulent. So this is being, he's saying, this is Radharani's face. This is the sweetness we're talking about. Navanava Makaranda Yand Shandi Saundarya Dham. So now we have the quality of radiance and sweetness. Right? But there's something more on the face. There are eyes on the face. Their eyes. And Radharani's eyes are not like the eyes of a dog. Like sometimes, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's a very funny passage where some of the Sakis, they meet Jarati on the road. Maybe you know this pastime. It's in the Hasya Rasa chapter. Jarati's one old lady. Sometimes in some editions it's translated Jatila. And Jatila is Radharani's mother-in-law. And everyone knows mother-in-laws are bad news. Ask any Indian married woman, she'll tell you about mother-in-laws. So Jatila is no different. She's the original bad news mother-in-law. Adi bad news. So Jatila, these Sakis meet this old Jarati or Jatila on the road, and they say, oh Jarati, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Your face is like the face of a frog. And your eyes are so attractive. They're like the eyes of a dog. You look at a dog. Dog has very dull eyes. They're really dull and look like they're sleeping all the time. There's no shine. There's nothing going on there. Like they look like they're dead. Your eyes are like a dog. And your breasts are so nice. They're just like string beans. This means just, you know, just like nothing hanging down, like, you know, all sagged out, dragged out, dried out. and so because you're so attractive, you must certainly be beyond the call of Krishna's flute. In other words, when he plays his flute, you must be, you know, it doesn't affect you because you're so beautiful. So Radharani's eyes are not like Jarati's eyes. The eyes of a dog. What are they like? What are Radharani's eyes like? Lasita chanchat kanjana dvandam asyam. Lasita chanchat kanjana dvandam. Lasita, it means dancing. There's one type of dance in Rasa dance called alasya. There's halisaka, halisaka dance, and then there's tandavarnitya, halisaka, and lasya. Lasya means woman's dance. And tandavarnitya is that's when Krishna dances, tandava, like Shiva, tandavarnitya. He dances in the center, and Radharani plays veena, and all the gopis go in a circle around Krishna. But lasya dance is when only the gopis, only the ladies, means ladies dance. Then Krishna plays murali in the center, and Radharani's playing veena. Then all the gopis go around them. All the gopis are holding hands. Like you see these May Day festivals, or May Day, springtime. People go to the park, and everyone holds hands and goes in a circle. Like Prabhupada had this in Hippie Hill in 1968. You see in these old movies, Prabhupada was playing, you know, cartels, and all the hippies are dancing around Prabhupada in a Ras Mandal. And they're going in a circle, little boys and girls, and then they go in one circle, then they go the other way. And you can imagine, the Prabhupada, his consciousness is not Hippie Hill consciousness. And his consciousness is not topless and bottomless and all the kind of things people are wearing or not wearing that were dancing around him. His consciousness is Vrindavan. And everything he sees is Udipan for Vrindavan, for Brajalila. So when he's standing there, he's playing his kartals, and they start dancing in a circle. You can understand. And there's trees all behind them. It's Hippie Hill. It's a park, Golden Gate Park. There's all trees everywhere in the blue sky. He's immediately in Vrindavan. He says, oh, this is so nice. The gopis are dancing around Krishna. And he's just thinking of the Ras Lila. Because it's Sankirtan. Once Rameshwar wrote Prabhupada a letter, he said, Prabhupada, is this Sankirtan, this book distribution, engaging people in book distribution and kirtan, is this in the mood of the gopis in Ras Lila? Is this the mood of the gopis in Ras Lila? And Prabhupada wrote back and said, yes. Because I was there. I was in L.A. when he wrote the letter, and we got the letter back. It was sent to our temple, to Rameshwar. He said, yes, you have understood. Sankirtan is in the mood of Ras Lila. And that's all. And then everyone has to understand themselves what that means. But so Radharani's face, her eyes are dancing. Her eyes are not dull. They're dancing in chanchat. Chanchat means means restless. Her eyes are very exciting. They're dancing. Dancing eyes. Most people don't have dancing eyes. If you look at Srila Prabhupada, he's always in Gopi Bhav. So you see Prabhupada giving lectures, his eyes are dancing. Sometimes very big, you know, so much. Like his eyes are like the pupil of his eyes, the iris is the color, and then there's the sclera. Sclera means the white part around your eyes. When Prabhupada has opened his eyes, you see all this white. You see this huge white part around his eyes, which is very rare because physically or Ayurvedically, it's because of pitta constitution. When you have a lot of fire in your body, then it pushes your eyes out. People are more pitta constitution, have these bright eyes. They're very shiny and they're all kind of like jumping out. Like you. So this is because of pitta. Because fire pushes out. So Prabhupada was very fiery. He was vata pitta. So he's a really fiery person. And that's why his brain works so well. Of course, these are all material things. But when he would speak, it was so like expressive. He would like capture everybody when he tells some story. And everyone's like... He's really expressive, Prabhupada. So you can imagine, because he's always meditating on Radharani, and her eyes are lasat chanchat kanjana dvandvam asyam. Dvandvam means the pair, her eyes. So this kanjana is often used as kanjana. It's a type of bird that walks around. We say in English, we say sandpiper. Mm-hmm. Sandpiper. This is a type of bird that walks along the beach, or they have like saltwater sandpipers and freshwater sandpipers. They have long legs, and they fish. They eat fish, not worms and stuff like land birds. And they walk along the Yamuna. Sometimes you see them, and their tail is always going like, it's called in English they say wagtail, wagging their tail like a dog wags a tail. Their tail is always going. It's like you see them. It's really their tails is like so jittery. So this is. The rishis, I mean, Prabhupada Saraswati, he was doing bhajan on the banks of Yamuna. If you go to, Kaliarad. You go to Kaliarad, where this Kanamba tree is, where Krishna vanquished Kaliya. Right behind there is a bhajan kutir and samadhi, of Prabhupada Saraswati. And of course, the Yamuna was flowing there even 100 years ago. The Yamuna was flowing there. So he did his bhajan there. So he saw plenty of wagtail birds on the bank of the Yamuna, which we saw when we lived in Radhadamodar. So he was thinking, oh, Radharani's eyes are lasat. Okay, they're dancing. They're lasat. But we could just say, oh, her eyes are always dancing and restless, chanchal. Dancing means that dancing, they're dancing and some dancing. Everyone knows dancing. So they're dancing. But then you have to add chanchal. Chanchal means that they're unpredictable. Dancing is one thing, but chanchal means unpredictable. Sometimes here, because sometimes she's looking here, and sometimes she's looking there. Sometimes she's looking for Jatil. Sometimes she's looking for Chandravali. Sometimes she's looking for Shaiva. Sometimes she's looking for Sridham. Sometimes she's looking for Krishna. It's unpredictable where her eyes are going to look. And dancing is going on, but then chanchal. But then he's thinking, no, there must be more. This is not enough to say lasita chanchat, that they're restless and they're dancing. There's something more about them. There's some more exciting thing about her eyes. What can I find? What word can I find to describe them? Oh, these birds. Look at the way. It's like so fast. The speed. Because they twist. They flick their tail so fast. And it's just going on. And they're looking for the front side. And they're looking for the fish. They're walking along the side of the water looking for some little fish coming in the water in the bank of the Yamuna, near the bank in the water. They just walk along where a little bit of water is. But their tail, meanwhile, is going, doing its own thing, jumping. So he has kanjana. So then he put this word, lasita chanchat kanjana. Three adjectives to describe her eyes. And they're all significant. That they're dancing, that they're chanchal, they're kanjan. They're just dancing in such an erratic way. Because usually when people dance, they dance in a methodical way. There's a certain dance. You go like this, and you have mudras, and there's Odissi dance, and there's Bharatanatyam. It's not like all over the place, crazy, like some kind of rock dance or something. But, okay, dancing, but and we have to qualify the dancing. Is this like kanjan? It's like, is this dancing erratically, erratic dancing? Because love makes one erratic and makes one ecstatic. So the ecstatic movements of Radharani's heart due to the impulse of her Mahabhav creates an erratic movement of her eyes, which can only be described by saying La Sita Chanchat Kanjana Dvandvam. And this is how he's describing the sweetness of Radharani's golden face.